Hello and welcome to the Den of Inquiry. My name is Miranda Duffy and I'm an academic researcher and member of the Centre for Democratic Engagement at the University of Leeds and founder of Rollicking Politics. My aim is to get kids talking about democracy and why it's worth fighting for. It's about critical thinking and oracy, speaking skills, and great for getting kids who are nine and over to access tricky topics and be confident about asking questions. This episode is aimed at parents, carers, and educators. If you are new to the Den, start here, because I'm going to give you a quick overview so that you can easily access the series. Before listening with your children, I suggest trying our Top Tips episode on how to engage children with concepts that often seem overwhelming even to us as adults. This first series of the Den aims to answer one big question. Is democracy more than just about voting? And we do this through a series of eight poems because I'm also a poet and playwright and the approach I use is arts-based. Why? Because it's more fun. And if it's fun, kids are more likely to not just listen, but to engage. A car journey, I'm told, is the place to be for this. My co-hosts in the Den of Inquiry are two of my children, Carrot, aged 12, and Sir Nincompoop, who's now 10. And we make a den under our kitchen table, with old curtains and cushions into a makeshift recording studio. Snoring punctuates most of our recordings. Sorry about that. It's our dog, Woof, who acts as our studio audience. And where do we start? Well, let's start at the very beginning, by asking, why do we need a government at all? Why can't we just agree a set of rules, be nice to each other, and get on with it? Think back to the shops just before the first lockdown. What happens if we all want the same thing and there's not enough to go round? And to answer this question, your first stop is Bun Fight. In Bun Fight, we suggest that we need a government or life's nasty, brutish short, as Thomas Hobbes once said. But what kind of government? The second port of call is If You Have a Voice, You Have a Choice. It's a narrative poem that uses a playground scenario to get us thinking about the differences between living under a dictatorship and in a democracy. But what kind of democracy do we want to live in? What are democratic values or the ingredients that go into a healthy, sustaining, enriching democracy? The third poem is called I Spy Democracy Pie. For what goes in comes out when baking. And for this, it's great to do some baking with the kids as a precursor to get them focused on what we're trying to make and what do we need to have and to do in order to make it. Tolerance, mutual respect, freedom of expression may well be amongst those ingredients. But if we all want the same thing and all have the right to express our voice, doesn't it just get loud? For the fourth poem, try Circles. I like to think of children's poetry as treasure hunts, and the first clue is usually in the title. Why do you think the poem is called Circles? We need a way, a process, system of making decisions and a place to make them. Because if we didn't have these, we'd go round and round and round in circles. I'll run through the episode guide at the end, but let's recap for a second. Because in the first four poems we've established, we need a government. Two, there are essentially two types of governments. Democracies and dictatorships. 3. What kind of democracy? What ingredients or values do we need? 4. We need a way of making decisions, systems, processes, and a place to make them. Let's move on and think now about why does this all matter? During the pandemic, we felt the power of the state in our lives in a way that had been previously inconceivable. So children now have the knowledge and lived experience of both rules and laws. For the fifth poem, try Lockdown Liberty as a way of getting children to talk about their experiences as young citizens in the wider world. What does individual liberty mean if we're not allowed to leave our homes? And this idea of democracy as part of our society, our culture, our expectations, our social fabric is expanded in the limerick, our sixth poem, Big Ben. It asks, what are symbols of democracy and why are they important? But we've got one piece of the jigsaw missing so far, and that's people. Democracies have to be run by people, politicians. Now, this is where it gets a bit silly. I use an absurdist form of poetry to make a serious point in our seventh poem, Vote for Me, and Pigs Might Fly. But when I perform this on stage or in a classroom, I always ask at the end, would you vote for this politician and their promises? And could you one day do better? Which brings us back to our original question. Is democracy more than just about voting. And we try to answer this in poem number 8, Democracy Rocks. Try and act it out to bring it alive. As an episode guide, therefore, I suggest 1. Bun Fight. 2. If you have a voice, you have a choice. 3. I Spy Democracy Pie. 4. Circles. 5. Lockdown Liberty. 6. Big Ben. 7. Vote for me! And Pigs Might Fly. And lastly, 8. Democracy Rocks. Additional episodes on COP26 and the pandemic are also available. Check them out. And for more information, follow us on Twitter at RollickingP or RollickingPolitics.com. A second series will be launched in early summer 2022 and will be performing live at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this August. Lesson plans for ages 9+ and copies of the poems are available from a great website, democracyclassroom.com, where organisations from across the UK that are involved in democratic engagement have pooled resources for use by educators and parent carers. Please let us know how you get on by rating us, leaving a review and telling your friends about this podcast. Thank you all for listening. Bye!
Written, presented, and produced by Miranda Duffy. Music by Jamie Valentine. Den of Inquiry podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. See RollickingPolitics.com.